Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Hi, I'm your host, Angela Loeb. Welcome to the program. Today, I'm going to talk about when everything is not coming up roses. Today is about when you have envisioned what you want, and maybe you've allowed and followed all of the rules for goal achieving. You've done things like daily affirmations, like, you know, I've talked about in the past programs. You've prayed, you've lit candles, you've done everything else you can think of to attract and allow what it is you want. But it isn't happening. Everything is not coming up like, you know, roses, like you thought it would by now. Your ship has not come in. In fact, your ship hasn't even made an appearance on the distant horizon. What the heck is going on? And that's where I want to start, with some of the possible theories about what could be going on with your goal. There are three in particular that I want to discuss today. And the first one, the big one for you, and really the only one you can 100% control, is about your actions. Okay, so right about now you might be thinking, sure, Angela, I've taken actions. I'm not just sitting around lighting candles and wishing for my goal to happen. I've been trying to make it happen. Well, that's good, because in order to co-create a goal into existence, you need to do your part. You need to do some stuff. I love the passage in Wallace D. Waddle's book, The Science of Getting Rich, when he talks about goals and getting rich and taking action. And he talks about how the money, if you want money, it won't mine itself out of the mountain and then mint itself into gold coins all by itself, and then it won't come rolling down the street and jump into your pockets. He says it takes actions on your part to get what you want in life. So it's obvious, right? You need to do your part. But look, what I'm saying here is that basically you have to do what makes sense to do. And then if that isn't working, you try something else. How you handle the obstacles to your goals can have a significant bearing on how easily or quickly you reach your goals. Like, here's an example of what I mean. This happened about 5 years ago, and it taught me what to do when things don't go as planned. And it was a goal that my colleague Tom Cassidy and I set when we were planning for him to come visit from England, which is where he lives. We enthusiastically agreed to give this series of public workshops together in my hometown of Austin, and we were all full of plans around this. And I remember this was going to be in April, and Tom, who is an inspiring big thinker, said, let's pick a venue that can fit 200 people for one of the events. I got swept up into his vision for this large program, and I drafted a budget, and I looked into the likely venues where we could do the big event, and here's where the goal hit a snag. The typical places in Austin that could fit 200 participants kept replying with, that date is not available. That date is not available. It turns out that April is the beginning of the peak wedding season. Of course, it made sense. No wonder everything was booked. So after spinning my wheels and being disappointed for a couple of days, I finally decided to reset the goal to allow for a smaller event. And when I did that, it suddenly became a whole lot easier. I found a beautiful classroom-style lecture room downtown that it seated 90 people. We were able to reserve it for our prime choice date in mid-April. And not only was the room well-suited to the seminar that Tom and I was teaching, the location was centrally located, easy to reach, no problem with parking, and the participants were able to enjoy their lunch break in one of two restaurants in the building, or they could go to a variety of restaurants within walking distance. The other venues I'd been looking at didn't have all those options. So everything fell into place smoothly and easily, and it was a huge success, even bigger than we imagined. And that's what happens when you adjust your goal and adjust your actions. You still get the goal achieved, but it might look differently in reality than you first had it in your mind. And in my experience, 9.5 times out of 10, in reality, it'll be even better. But let's keep talking about this idea of how actions and your goals work. There are two things that I advise when taking action. First, follow your intuition. If you've been able to conceive of the question, the idea, the goal of what you desire,
then you're capable of conceiving of the answer and the best possible actions to take. So trust it. Trust your intuition, which are those inner whispers that you hear all the time and that you might or might not listen to. Now, some people consider that an intuitive idea to act that is maybe different than what they had planned on, that they attribute this intuitive idea to something external, like a spirit guide or an angel, or they've prayed and they're hearing an answer from God. Some people call these inner whispers simply hunches, and some people say it's biology, that intuition is tied to the evolutionary animal instincts that we all have. Well, it doesn't matter how you perceive it, because it is what it is, and what it is a quiet inner knowing or an inner voice that you hear when you listen. I love how Christina Baldwin describes it. She wrote this in her book, Life's Companion, Journal Writing as a Spiritual Quest. She said that, quote, conscious people are aware of the influence and guidance available through these inner whispers. The directions for our quest most often come from within, end quote. So, want to know if you're taking the right direction to manifest what you want? Tune inward and trust your intuition. The second thing that I want to advise when it comes to taking action is to do what you can. That is, do what you can with what you have right now, wherever you are, and I mean wherever you are, emotionally, physically, resource-wise, etc. Just act with your present situation or from your present situation and your condition, wherever you are, doing what you can from that point. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be the big breakthrough all at once or a huge step that makes it all fall into place in the blink of an eye. Sure, it can happen that way, but it's not usually how it happens. Here's an example of what I mean from my own personal path, my own personal experiences. In 2006, when I decided that I wanted to spread my wings and use my writing skills professionally, in other words, to get paid to write, I wasn't in a position to get paid to write. I didn't have a body of work to point to. All I had was some experience and expertise as a recruiter, which made me a career expert and an expert in writing resumes and resume development and that sort of thing. So I knew I could do something with that level of expertise. So I put myself out there as a freelance resume writer. And back then, I was still working as an employee at a recruiting firm, and I asked my manager what she thought of the idea, and she loved it, and she sent me my first resume client. In fact, she still occasionally sends me resume clients. So do what you can with what you have right now and where you are right now. Take the action that makes sense to you, and like I said, most of the time, it takes baby steps to achieve a bigger project or realize a bigger dream. Break it down and then do what you can right now. Okay, now earlier I mentioned three possibilities of what might be going on with everything not coming up roses. Besides your actions, there's also limited viewpoint and timing. Limited viewpoint and timing. Well, they're the ones you don't have control over because it's not always up to you to make a goal happen. Sure, you have control of your actions, but these other two factors, not so much. Because there's the free will of other people. Like, I can say, I'm single and I want a boyfriend and I'm going to make this happen. Hello, that's not up to me, or not just up to me. I can't force someone to love me. He's going to have free will, and some say so in the matter. And I don't have, like, you know, love potion number 9. So there you go. And there's also the creative source's role in bringing things about in the perfect time and in the perfect way. Whether you believe that the creative source is a God-type figure or an intelligent life essence or scientifically measured forces like dark matter and quantum mechanics and Newton's laws of motion or whatever, there's something else going on besides you and your particular actions at work here. So this creative source, whatever you consider it, has an unlimited viewpoint, and you have a limited viewpoint. And that means you can make a plan, and then it's just best to get out of the way because your mind is smaller than the creative source's mind or viewpoint. The creative source can see it happening in ways you can't. It can bring you far better results than you can foresee, like that workshop I planned with Tom. It was way better than we imagined, even if it was smaller. So Creative Source is much better tapped into the quantum field of possibilities than we can ever hope to be. In fact, you might even say it is the quantum field of possibilities. So my advice is to acknowledge that you have limited viewpoint. Do the plan you've made, adjust the plan if necessary, and pay attention to the inner whisperings telling you what you can, what else you can do and what is best to do, what you've already planned. And pay attention. That's the secret here. And then don't be too attached to the outcome, because if you get too attached, you can delay it happening. Let it be what it can be. This is a step in the goal-achieving process that most people don't think of when they're making their plans. They don't allow for the fact that they're co-creating here. So I want you to think of that. And because if you don't, you can inadvertently hold yourself back from the full attainment of your goal and getting what you want. Now, I mentioned limited viewpoint. Now I want to mention timing. And this is another area that you don't have much control over, because just like you can't be fully in charge of how it will happen, you can't be fully in charge of when it will happen. Sometimes our attempts to achieve our desires are delayed because of commitments we've made to others in our lives, or because of sudden life-changing circumstances. Maybe it's our own choice that delays our goal, or maybe it's just not us in control. It's life saying, hold on a minute, there's something else you have to take care of first or instead of. I remember this happening to one of my clients during the recession back in 2009. He had been laid off from his job, and we were working on his resume and his job search plan together. He started looking for opportunities, no success for a month or so. That wasn't so unusual. A lot of people were struggling in that time frame. But suddenly his dad passed away, and he had to fly to Minnesota to help his mother take care of the funeral arrangements. He had to help her deal with the estate and her finances and so forth. And during the next, that following 2 months, while he kept his job search going remotely, he took care of his mom, but didn't have any bites on his resume while he was out of town. As soon as he got his mother settled and she was okay, he came back to town, and then bam, immediately he got a call for a great job, interviewed, and got hired. Now, he told me he was amazed at the timing. He said that if he was still employed when his dad had passed away, he would have been hard-pressed to be able to help his mom at all, much less spend 2 months with her, and then getting a job right away when he was back in town. And all of this happened during the recession when jobs were scarce. The timing for him was perfect. So what an example, right? The other aspect of timing that I want to mention has to do with readiness. You think you're ready for the desire to be filled, but actually you're not. So when that happens, so, for example, I thought of some great additions to a course that I had co-developed with some colleagues back during that time frame in 2009. We were helping a lot of job seekers in the recession during their transition. And so this idea I had would be to take a deeper dive than that basic course that we had, so something more comprehensive to help job seekers. But at the time, we couldn't make it happen, and for one reason or another. And then a year later, I was talking to another career expert in my professional network, and we were looking at possibly collaborating together to turn this idea into a video series, but it was a no-go. We had to put the brakes on it. So that didn't happen then. So fast forward to, it was August of 2011, I remember that, and I had the thought, why not do this myself? I can package it, and I can offer it through my website as an online program, and it doesn't have to be all video. So I pulled the materials together, I made some recordings, I put it on my website, and not even a month later, I was finished with the project. I got a call from the co-founder of this HR consulting firm that I've been working with on and off for years, and she asked if I could come up with a program for soon-to-be laid-off employees that she wanted to offer it to. So why, yes, I had just created it. And so that, plus one-on-one sessions and a copy of my first book, and boom, just like that, we had a program all ready to go. So 2 years after the goal first made its appearance, and despite my efforts to take action during all that time, it was finally ready to go. It was finally ready to be done. So the timing was perfect, and it finally happened. And guess what? Yep, it was better than what I had first imagined 2 years earlier, and I made a lot more money than I imagined I would make from it. So there you go. Great example, too, of how timing is important, too, and how you can't always control it. You dream of a goal, and its time has to come. Sometimes it just has to mature until it's time for it to be born, you know, the idea. All right, before I go, I want to do a quick recap. So when things are not coming up roses, focus on what you can control. And that's the action part of achieving your goal. Specifically, adjust the goal or the action plan. Take the actions that your intuition guides you to take and do what you can with what you have, wherever you are, even if that means taking baby steps and then getting out of the way, because the how is not completely up to you. Then there are the other parts that you can't control, so lean into it. And remember, since you have limited viewpoint, be open to what it can be rather than only stuck on what you think it needs to be. When you get out of the way, it can be better than what you originally expected. And just like the how is not completely up to you, nor is the when, remember that timing also contributes to it being better than originally expected. Okay, that's a wrap. My next live broadcast is on September 4th. And because that falls on Labor Day weekend, which is when we in the U.S. honor the contributions and achievements of American workers, and we take the day off on the following Monday, I'll be doing a program about work and career on that date. So in the meantime, please feel free to visit my website where you can find out more about my services and my programs. And if you go to my About page, you'll see how we can get connected together online. Just use angelaloeb.com to find me. That's easiest. That's angelaloeb.com. So that's it. Okay, so thanks for joining me, and please be well, and please keep shining like you're meant to.